This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joe Biggs was just responding to footage we played of your radio listener of Marines training to confiscate firearms, round people up. Back in 1999, like 17 years ago, we played new footage shot last month, the Marines released, of it ramping up. We're not saying a massive takeover is imminent. It's an incremental frog in the pot. And Joe was telling me during the break about all the subtle threats he's getting, past colonels he had calling up. Describe the heat you're getting on Jade Helm reportage.
I'm getting a lot of, I would say not as much negative. I'm getting a lot of previous colonels are coming at me like, why are you talking about this? Leave it alone. Stop. You know, we never did that. You used to be a good soldier. Why are you talking about this? You know, and I'm like, I think I'm still being a good soldier by questioning what's going on. You know, maybe I wasn't able to question as much then, which is why I wasn't as highly liked, because I wasn't a robot. But I was born to question stuff, and I will continue to do that.
Well, the country's being dismantled in front of us.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing, though. We've talked about so many military exercises in the year that I've been here, but not once do you get any kind of feedback, hostile feedback from soldiers. You know, now you're getting all these people, they're just jumping up, and it seems like they just say the same thing all the time. Leave it alone. Why are you talking about it? No, just be a good soldier. Just leave it alone. Why? Why don't you say that when I talk about the dirty bomb exercise in California that was supposed to be a dirty bomb exercise, but in fact what it was, you know, rounding up constitutionalists and sovereign citizens?
Well, that's the truth. They've been given a traitorous mission. They're scared. They don't want to discuss it. Now, the troops themselves, we've talked to, are upset and agree with us. And like, oh, yeah. Like the guy was saying info. But it's the officers that want to just go play golf. They want to just get paid. They want to get their little under-the-counter bonuses that everybody knows they get. And listen, guys, we're going to lose the whole country. This isn't 20 years ago. This is all coming to a head. You better choose the right side. Well, don't sign up with Hitler. Okay, it's not going to go well. Sorry, go ahead.
A lot of the Special Forces guys that have reached out to me were, I think, more confused. I think that we at InfoWars hate Special Operations guys. And I had to talk to them. Like, no, it's not the operator that we have a problem with.
That's a total psyop. They don't even.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the people at the top. It's the ones who are making those plans. It's the people at the Pentagon. We don't have a problem with the everyday soldier.
I've had General Stubblebine, who was the head of Special Forces, on 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, saying this is all coming.
Yeah.
I mean, they were trying to get him involved in stuff like this 20 years ago. The globalists have been wanting to take over forever. They're always trying. We're here pointing out this mission takes us there.
And this is happening right when they're trying to go to driverless cars, too. They want to control our movement. And they're doing these to put people into camps, it looks like. They're doing all these exercises.
They're testing all the control grids. But let's be clear. The public's awake. Folks are upset. The majority of the troops we talk to agree with us. But there is a minority of regular troops. And then you've got the officers that are really engaging in a psyop.
Yeah, and then you've got people like Eric Bolling, again, has this huge audience on Fox. And he's mocking us, saying, you know, why are we talking about this? This is all a conspiracy. You know, or not everything's a conspiracy. Leave it alone. You guys are, a bunch of gullible nutbags or something like that, he said. So I got on Twitter this morning, and I said, hey, I challenge you to come out here. I was like, you're starting to get really lippy. You're starting to get jumpy. Why don't you have Alex on your show? Are you afraid that you're going to get a Piers Morgan whooping? I don't know if he's got the tweet up or whatever. But
and then he responded with, I'll meet Alex in the parking lot.
Yeah, he's like, meet me at the corner of, like, Lex and something after recess or whatever. But these guys are scared. I mean, they want to pre-tape it. They want to be able to go in and...
Yeah, they're just telling me to meet me at the corner of Park and Lex after school.
Yeah.
So he's making a joke like we're little kids.
Yeah.
Now, we're schooling him.
Yeah, he's scared. He will not do it live because he knows he will get manhandled.
He didn't respond to say do it tape, did he?
Oh, no, he didn't say anything about that. But
look, I mean, at this point, I'll even do it tape. Because I'm going to tape it and then I'm going to show what they turned into.
Yeah, we take our own camera crew in there and show them what really happened.
Yeah. All right, Joe Biggs, we'll have more on this tonight on News Tonight 7. We're going to get into some victories we're having right now on GMO that they said was good for you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next hour, Percy Schmeiser, the first farmer to prominently go up against Monsanto and be victorious. Our first on with us, we started this fight 15-plus years ago. He hasn't been on since. No, he was on the nightly news once. Now Monsanto has been derated from a good investment by major investment firms to a risky, bad investment. Their profits are in trouble. McDonald's is in trouble. They're both an allied operation. This is Frankenfood. And they get up there and they lie. And they say, oh, it's just like George Washington Carver crossing two tomatoes. No, because those tomatoes are closely enough related that they're able to breed together. But just like if you get a donkey and a horse, very similar, to have sex, they can procreate, but they have a sterile offspring. It's called a mule. I'm not a geneticist, but I know these basic things. It's like a liger, a tiger and a lion. You can breed them. The offspring, a liger, is sterile. What happens when you breed two tomatoes together that are further enough apart that they're able to get together and share their different traits, but they don't produce seeds, or the seeds don't produce more fruit? Tomato is a fruit, for those who didn't know. They've gone beyond that. and create a GMO where you'll have 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 traits in it where it lasts longer. It doesn't die. Bugs can't eat it. If they do eat it, they die because there's a natural pesticide produced. Then they argue, well, it's a natural pesticide. Yeah, but you boost it 1,000 times or more. Yeah, the plant produces a pesticide or invites a fungus to grow on it that's poisonous, but it's not at that level. It's not inside the plant. You wash it off. Didn't used to kill the honeybees. And that's all 20, 30-year-old technology that's wreaking havoc right now. But as all this comes out, the system is panicking. At the bottom of the hour, our guest will be with us for the hour. I will do a 5-minute news blitz on incredible economic news, incredible world news, just over-the-top intel. And we've got economists coming out, mainline ones, with headlines like this. Millions upon millions of people are going to die on a worldwide scale when the debt bubble bursts. I mean, video, student confronts Jeb Bush, your brother created ISIS. Iowa man arrested for Facebook post calling for murder of white cops. Roomba maker to develop smart robots to surveil your home. Manslaughter charge against black officer in gray case derails race agenda in Baltimore. Video, Marines practice of doing citizens inside internment camps. That's linked on DrudgeReport.com. It's on Infowars.com. Rand Paul visits secret room to read Obama trade, the SPP, or the TPP, calls for public release of deal. Yeah, it's thousands of pages long. There's a photo in the article. It's a locked door. They search you. You can't have anything on you. And then you go in, and that's since lawmakers demanded to see it a few months ago. The last 2 years, while they've been writing this, the corporate lawyers globally, for this Asia partnership, Congress can't see it. I mean, just think about that. And it's the same thing. Who sits on these boards, Monsanto? Who sits on the IMF advisory boards? Who sits on the World Trade Organization board? You guess it, Monsanto representatives. Who sits over the FDA and EPA, Monsanto? And back when I would get Jeffrey Smith and Percy Smizer and others on, Monsanto was suing people that criticized them then with slap suits. They still do. But that intimidation didn't work. Folks that brought you Agent Orange dioxin dumped in black communities. The people that brought you aspartame, they bought Cerl. They couldn't get it approved in the 70s. They got it approved in 1981. Now admitted to absolutely give you cancer, you name it. Kill monkeys in lab tests. I mean, this isn't a joke. Monsanto is the most devilish company I could think of. I mean, they really are wicked. And now the world is waking up. Every couple of days, a new country is banning the importation. New studies have come out linking it to cancer in humans. The UN has come out. Humanity is awakening. And by the way, it didn't come from the top. It was the UN scientist. So more and more, just like FDA scientists in 2000 and again a few years ago, almost unanimously, it was like 99% of them sent letters to their bosses saying hydrofluorosilicic acid is causing bone cancer, brain damage, IQ reduction. Here's our studies. Here's our Harvard studies. It needs to be pulled out of the water. It doesn't help the teeth. You need a little bit of calcium fluoride. This is hydrofluorosilicic acid. If you're going to put it in there, you need to put a little bit of calcium fluoride. This is deadly poison. They just reduced it by half in the water and have now banned it in all pesticides. Already banned worldwide. We're having some devastating victories right now. But this is very exciting. And the man spearheading so much of this, we sell his books and his films. Jeffrey Smith is international best-selling author, award-winning filmmaker, executive director of the Institute for Responsible Technology, and a leading spokesman on the health dangers of GMOs, the most recognized consumer advocate promoting healthier non-GMO choices. And he's the author of the documentary and the book Genetic Roulette. He's the executive director of the Institute for Responsible Technology, non-GMOshoppingguide.com, responsibletechnology.com, seizuredeception.com. Find all his books and films at InfoWarsStore.com and support both of our operations. Jeffrey, am I overstating? And it doesn't mean we're overall winning the war. We've been losing it horribly. America's the dumping ground for everything. We know that, the test tube. But if we were behind 50 points in a football game, have we just come back 37 points and we've got a quarter left, and are we just lobbing Hail Marys and catching every one? I mean, it doesn't mean we won, but are we not racing back to a global awakening? I mean, are we on the cusp of a new renaissance? Because it was dark having you on 14, 15, 16 years ago, having Percy Smizer on 16 years ago when he first launched his operation. Now it seems like, you know, courts are coming out admitting Monsanto planted their stuff on their crops. Monsanto's having things reversed. I want to talk about how they're striking back, part two of this interview, but am I accurate with you at the center of this, who testifies to, you know, major political bodies worldwide? Where are we right now in the global fight to not have poison food?
Well, we're definitely winning, Alex, and the chief victory is among consumers. As you know, in 1999, consumer concern on GMOs caused a tipping point of consumer rejection. And it was this very specific moment in time when the food companies realized that using GMOs was going to cost them money. And that moment in time was April 27th, when Unilever said no more GMOs in its European brands. The next day, Nestle's said no more GMOs in its European brands. The next week or two, everyone else followed. That tipping point of consumer rejection occurred in the natural products industry in the United States in 2013, when Whole Foods announced that when a product becomes third-party verified as non-GMO, it increases sales by 15 to 30%. Immediately, thousands of products were enrolled in verification. There's over 30,000 non-GMO verified products in the United States that tipped the natural products industry. Now we see products like Cheerios and Grape Nuts and Ben & Jerry's and Target Home Brands and soon Hershey's all declaring non-GMO on their package. As soon as they start increasing in market share in the United States, the rest of the food industry will realize, I can't wait till my chief competitor goes non-GMO before me, or I'll start losing customers. So we're looking for a tipping point of consumer rejection in the United States this year or at the very latest next year, and we think there'll be a clean out of GMOs and direct ingredients over the next 3 years, and for animal products over the next five.
And Monsanto is caving in all over the world and pulling its push in Europe for GMOs. I liken this to Hitler's collapse on the Eastern Front, launching a counteroffensive on the Western Front at the Battle of the Bulge. I think that's the point we're at. If we beat them at the Battle of the Bulge in the next couple of years, I believe we're seeing a collapse-level event of these operators.
Not only that, but we just got incredible ammunition from the World Health Organization last month that declared Monsanto's Roundup and its active ingredient glyphosate as a probable carcinogen. Since then, 30,000 Argentine medical doctors have petitioned their government to ban it. The federal prosecutor in Brazil has said that their government should ban it. The president of Colombia said they're no longer going to use it to spray on the cocoa fields to eradicate that trade. It was banned in Richmond in California, and it continues to
Bermuda.
Be the subject. Pardon?
Bermuda just banned it.
Bermuda. So what's happening now is all over the world, they're realizing that Monsanto actually has known about these health dangers for decades. In fact, an EPA document became available showing that there was concerns about cancer back in the late 1980s. Similarly, there was evidence showing birth defects back in the 1980s. They've been covered up by Monsanto and regulators. And it turns out in Argentina, the peasants that are sprayed with this Roundup or glyphosate have much higher levels of birth defects, 400% increase region-wide, 70 times in one hospital, and an increase in cancer of 300% in one area and higher in other regions. We also saw in China, when they started introducing genetically engineered Roundup-ready soybeans for their soybean oil, it was reported that cancer and heart disease and other problems skyrocketed. I was there giving a presentation in Beijing last year. A general who was in the audience had earlier reported that he warned the government and warned the people that this new genetically modified Roundup-ready soybean oil was linked to all of these increases in diseases, and the army of China thereafter refused to serve its own soldiers GMOs, even though the government still allows the rest of the population to eat it.
In fact, that came out in the news that the Chinese elite are obsessed with non-GMO and were found to have secret government-funded gardens.
It turns out that Bush, the past Bush administration, absolutely insisted that their kitchen be organic. And evidently Obama has followed through. So it turns out that those that know the situation don't want to risk themselves. In fact, a former Monsanto scientist told me that three of his colleagues were doing the safety studies.
Stay there. This is amazing. I want to hear it when we come back.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. The toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I get so excited about voting with our dollars, voting with our euros, voting with our yens, our yuan, our rubles, our shekels. That's why they want to get rid of cash. It's why they want to force you into big box stores. It's why they want to make you only shop with the big mega corporations, because they have a plan for a global monopoly. Monsanto and other big GMO companies have admitted they want to make everything GMO, from trees to grass, and patent it. Now they're coming out and saying, you know, that words are going to be copyright, where you supposedly can't use them in language. They're now saying you can't work on your own car. In fact, this morning I was talking to a lady, and she was telling me about her Keurig coffee maker and how her one that she had for 2 years broke, so she bought a new one. And I said, yeah, I have one of those. But I said, mine's old. She said, well, you put the new little canister in there, and it's not one of their coffees. It won't work. It's got a RFID chip in it. She was a listener, and she was telling me how she heard about that years ago. And, oh, yeah. And so you have to go in and basically put tape over it or cut the chip off so that her other, in this case, she said organic coffee, we were having an organic discussion at the gym, would go in there. So see, that's the type of monopoly they're trying to create. And I'm kind of diverting off into another subject, but it all connects. We were talking about Volkswagen. You buy a Volkswagen, 2 years later, your battery doesn't work. You go get a third-party battery, same battery, works great. They remotely, from the factory, turn it off. You have to go in and pay $150 service charge to have them certify it as theirs. Now, that's where all this is going. And with this genetically engineered food, that's where it's going. Now, this is a short segment, Mr. Smith. Long segment coming up. You're going into victories right now. I'm glad to hear from you, the expert, that I'm not overestimating how exciting this is. Let me shift gears, and we'll go back into good news and where the rest of the fight is in the next segment. In this short segment, as we talk to Jeffrey Smith, ResponsibleTechnology.com, probably the leading spokesperson fighting this stuff on the GMO. There's Mercola and others, but they cover, you know, the whole spectrum. Let me ask you this question. How is the empire going to strike back? What's going to be their battle of the bulge counteroffensive? What are they doing?
Well, they're spending millions of dollars now promoting the, quote, benefits of GMOs through media, and also trying to discredit those of us like me and Vandana Shiva and others, claiming that we are anti-science and uncredible. So they're actually cornered against the wall. And in discussions with my colleagues around the world, it's clear that they're doing a full court press. I'm here in Ecuador, where the country actually has a constitutional amendment saying that no GMOs are allowed. If you look at WikiLeaks, the United States government had a plan to undermine the Constitution here and get them to overturn it. So they actually paid for bringing reporters from Ecuador to the United States so that Monsanto can train them how to report on GMOs. And sure enough, they started giving Monsanto's false talking points in the press here in Ecuador. Then they surrounded the president, who does have the ability to overturn the constitutional prohibition, and he came out saying that GMOs could increase yields by 400%, and he's now against the constitutional provision. It turns out GMOs actually do not increase yields at all. In fact, many times decrease yields. But agroecology, which is recommended by the world's experts, that increases yields, which he's ignoring. So they're focusing on the four targeted areas: politicians, media, the general public, and farmers, and trying to use as much evidence as they can, which is false, to try and convince them that this is absolutely necessary to feed the world, to save economies, to prevent the use of agricultural chemicals, all of which has been
sure, but the effects of it are so deadly. We're 30 years into this nightmare that no amount of BS is ever going to paper over the prima facie reality.
Well, I'll talk about it in the next segment, about the specific diseases that we now know are probably linked to GMOs. I'll say probably, but I'm very confident, as thousands of physicians in the United States who are prescribing non-GMO diets, they are very confident that these particular diseases are linked. And why it's so important now not to just buy non-GMO, but to buy organic, because Monsanto's glyphosate or Roundup is sprayed on wheat, barley, lentils, sweet potatoes, sugarcane. Over 100 different crops are now authorized to have high levels of glyphosate residue, and it's sprayed just before harvest as a ripening agent.
Briefly describe in 1 minute why glyphosate, I mean, they admit it grows breast cancer. Why is it so deadly?
Well, I can do it in 1 minute, but we should spend a little more time. It's definitely a probable carcinogen according to the World Health Organization. It's linked to birth defects. It's an antibiotic that kills the beneficial gut bacteria. It causes an overgrowth of negative gut bacteria. It blocks the gut bacteria's ability to produce tryptophan, which is a precursor to serotonin and melatonin, so it can affect mood, behavior, sleep, blood sugar chemistry, as well as obesity. It also is linked to an endocrine disruptor. It also blocks the liver's ability to detoxify.
Stay there. want you to recap all that when we come back. And I'm sure it's all an accident that these eugenicists that gave us all this other bad stuff at Monsanto came up with this. I'm sure it's all an accident. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And what is the state we're facing? Well, 550 years ago, the state was corrupt religious institutions and corrupt royalty. And we had a renaissance. And then it itself got taken over by the robber barons the last 120 years. We now face corporate global governance that masquerades as liberal, masquerades as conservative. It's really just oligarchical totalitarianism carried out by corporate institutions that are anti-free market, crony capitalist. And they use socialism to control the general masses below them with a small sliver of GDP. So it's a bifurcated upper and lower house system. And that is not my opinion. That is the real political system of the globalists. I first read about it in None Dare Call a Conspiracy, published in 1972, 2 years before I was born. And then I read None Dare, after I read None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, whose son runs and founded Politico today, the late, great Gary Allen, I went and I read the books they recommended that they were quoting from, Tragedy and Hope, The Anglo-American Establishment, both by Carol Quigley, other books like The Technotronic Era by Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others. And you read those, and they explain everything from their perspective. So you need to understand, this is about fighting a global monopoly. We're going back to our guest. I'm going to give the floor right through this long segment so you can really break down what we know glyphosate's doing. He's a major target, so he puts provisos in there. That's a whole other story here. Because Monsanto went after farmers, researchers, scientists, persecuted people. I've had top genetic engineers on the show that were making millions a year who even own percentages. I've had a bunch of them on in new potatoes that were coming out and new corn. And they would say, hey, this is sterilizing the rats. So this is killing the guinea pigs. And they'd say, shut up or you're fired. So there's been a war, a long history of persecution that I hope our guest can talk about maybe the next segment before he leaves us and before Percy Smizer, a true hero, joins us. Because they've gone through hell to bring us to where we're now here. Kind of like they, I think, manipulated the vote in California and other states to not let GMO labeling happen. But the fight educated everybody, so it even blew up bigger. See, George Washington lost almost all the first battles for the first 5 years of the war. Then began to win the battles the last year and a half. But every time they lost a battle, they still escaped with enough of a force to reconstitute, to wear out the juggernaut. So it's perseverance, ladies and gentlemen, that wins. That's why if I get destroyed, I get set up, I get, you know, brought down, believe me, I get plenty of threats, we're in the zeitgeist. We're not touching it, we're in it. Doesn't matter, because I know the war will be won. And it's not some heroic reason I'm doing that. It's self-preservation for the species. I really do. I'm an individual. But when you become a real individual, you then understand the collective. They try to bring a collective that you submit to and give up your individualism. No. We as individuals gravitate to what's the core of the human spirit, the human drive, and then we collectively radiate those ideas and actions and then build a harmonistic collective. But the collective comes out of the individual, not out of the collective. And that's my own philosophy and my own ideas, but I know it's true. And so I am the planet. I am the people. You are the people. We are this species. And we have to decide that we care about everybody. But that doesn't mean then being told, oh, do this to show you're moral. You've got to go do research to really follow the right path to really help people. You can't just give away your free will to the false corporate collective that it tells you is moral. I'm ranting now. Briefly, we're running two specials right now, powerful concentrated herbs. We have InfoWarsLife.com. We're going to launch this through next week, 20% off Super Male Vitality, 20% off Super Female Vitality. These are just a whole bunch of concentrated herbs of the highest quality. You've heard the rave reviews, known to just really supercharge the body, the libido, the energy, you name it. It's what I've been taking. Prostagard is 10 different, saw palmetto, organic, and other things known to really help the prostate and other functions that are connected to that. Everybody knows this. I even showed you in a Mayo Clinic articles yesterday. This is one of the most documented things, and it's got concentrated, strong, organic saw palmetto. It's got a bunch of other things that are absolutely known to turbocharge that same activity. Vitamin D, zinc, selenium, copper, manganese, chromium, and a bunch of other ingredients, saw palmetto, lycopene, the healthy plant sterols. This is the super formula, over $40 from medical doctor. I was getting something similar from, you know, in his practice. He said, you're 40, you know, get on this, about 2 years ago. So I said, why not develop our own supercharged version? It's out, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you for your prayers and support. And I was saying it wrong earlier. It's ResponsibleTechnology.org, not com, ResponsibleTechnology.org, NonGMOShoppingGuide.com, and SeedsOfDeception.com. Jeffrey Smith at the tip of the spear. So get into what it's doing to us, where the rest of the fight's going, and then people need to realize those that have gone through hell to stand up and tell the truth, and thank God it's not in vain, because we can save millions of lives if we go ahead and finally discredit this deadly chemical. Go ahead, Jeffrey Smith.
Great. Thank you. I'll talk about Roundup. I also want to talk about the new apple and potato before we break, with a new technology that may be far worse than anything we've seen. Now, Roundup, or glyphosate, its active ingredient, was originally patented as a descaler to clean industrial boilers and pipes. That's because it chelates or grabs minerals, all sorts of minerals, all the metallic minerals, zinc, chromium, magnesium, manganese, calcium, all of those. Now, when they discarded the glyphosate on the ground, it killed the plants. And so Monsanto patented it as an herbicide. Now, it turns out that it can deplete the minerals in the crops, and the animals in the United States eat mostly Roundup-ready crops. So the animals in the United States, the livestock, have a universal deficiency of certain minerals like manganese, according to the veterinarians that send in organs for evaluation. So we're eating weak and sick mineral-deficient plants, weak and sick mineral-deficient animals, and residues of Roundup that further chelate or bind with our minerals, making them unavailable. Mineral depletion is linked to a whole host of diseases. Now, because it blocks certain minerals, it's also an antibiotic, but it's selective. It kills the beneficial gut bacteria, the lactobacillus, the bifidus, the stuff we pay for, but not the negative stuff, like botulism and salmonella and E. coli, which can cause an overgrowth of the negative gut bacteria. This alone can create holes in the intestinal walls called permeable gut or leaky gut, and that's linked to cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism, food allergies, inflammation, and autoimmune disease, to name a few. Now, some of our gut bacteria is used to produce what's called aromatic amino acids, including tryptophan, which is necessary for the production of serotonin. Serotonin is a good thing. And if we don't have enough serotonin, we may not be happy, we may be depressed, sad, etc. It also regulates our blood sugar. It also regulates our ability to say, I'm full, I can stop eating. So if we have a deficiency of serotonin because Roundup is blocking the production of tryptophan, that could cause a whole effect in terms of mood, behavior, and health. It also affects the melatonin, which relates to sleep. In addition, it blocks another pathway in our liver that helps detox. So that means all of the other poisons that we're exposed to may become amplified because the ability to detox through the liver is hampered. It also is an endocrine disruption at very, very tiny levels, at parts per trillion, at parts of the amount of glyphosate that's currently in our water supply. Now, it can change the balance of estrogen and testosterone. Rats that were fed Roundup in the water supply, which was less than the amount allowed in the United States, the females had more testosterone and lower estrogen. The males had more estrogen and lower testosterone. And it can also affect the aromatase.
And what do we see here? We see, and it's just a fact, they admit this, more butch women, bigger women, and I'm not attacking what's been done to them with the chemicals, it's just a fact, and more effeminate men. Lower sperm counts, lower testosterone, metrosexual activity. And again, the media always spins this like I'm bashing people for their sexual preference. We don't even get into that, folks. It's a fact that in mammals, but also in the runoff from fish, you name it, that this stuff's happening. You look at Prozac runoff, and it's causing the fish to commit suicide, literally swimming up to birds, not afraid. It's causing risky behavior. I mean, we are just bathed in this garbage. I know I'm digressing off into other chemicals, but we know this is happening.
In addition to causing endocrine disruption, It also could affect the ability of the sperm to move because manganese, which is chelated by glyphosate, is needed for sperm mobility. In fact, when they fed genetically modified soy to female rats starting 2 weeks before they got pregnant, more than half of their babies died within 3 weeks compared to 10% of controls. For hamsters that were fed Roundup Ready soy, which is sprayed with Roundup, by the third generation, most were sterile, some had hair growing in their mouths, and they died at 4 or 5 times the rate. Now, birth defects are also linked to glyphosate, big time, both in animals and in the human population in places like Argentina, where they spray a lot of that. Roundup also damages the mitochondria, which means that we may get tired, and there's a lot of diseases that can link to that. It also is, as we say, a promoter of tumors, and you saw on the screen just now some very, very large tumors of rats. This was a study done by Seralini and others in Europe where they fed Roundup Ready corn to rats for 2 years. Now, the rats ended up dying at higher rates and earlier. They had damage to their liver, kidneys, and pituitary, and they also had multiple massive tumors. Now, they didn't know whether it was the Roundup or the GMO that caused the problem. So as part of the study, they fed Roundup Ready corn that had not been sprayed with Roundup, and that group had multiple massive tumors, early death, and organ damage. And to another group, they fed the Roundup without the corn, and that group also had multiple massive tumors, early death, and organ damage.
So the Roundup was worse than the GMO?
Well, actually, no, both. They both contained the same outcome. Early death,
wow.
Organ damage, and multiple
massive
tumors.
So what's worse?
It's hard to know, but we've tracked in the epidemiological trends what is related to the increase of GMOs or what's related to the increase of Roundup. The list of diseases is astonishing. Deaths from stroke, deaths from senile dementia, deaths from obesity, deaths from high blood pressure, deaths from intestinal.
And by the way, we see all that going up. I mean, every week I hear about some 25-year-old woman or 30-year-old guy who just dies of a stroke. It's just crazy.
And I talk to thousands of people who say when they get off of GMOs, they get better from a lot of these same diseases and disorders. In fact, thousands of doctors are prescribing to people to stop eating GMOs. I speak at those medical conferences, and they tell me people are getting better from these same diseases and disorders, the same ones that afflict the lab animals that are fed GMOs, and the same ones that the farmers and veterinarians tell us their livestock gets better from when they start feeding them non-GMO corn
sure.
and soy. And so it turns out there's a correlation between what's afflicting the lab animals, what people are reporting getting better from, the livestock getting better from, pets are getting better from, and those things that are on the rise in the U.S. population. Now, there was a mysterious kidney disease killing up to 25% of the labor force in Central America among farmers working in sugarcane plantations. They spray the sugarcane with glyphosate just before ripening.
I've seen the documentaries where it shows the sad little family and half of them are dying, and then you go to the next village and the same deal. It's just incredible.
Now, there was a study that showed that Roundup, we talked about how it chelates. It binds with certain minerals. It binds with arsenic and can smuggle that arsenic into the body where it gets into the kidneys. Then the situation of the kidneys allows it to unchelate. So now you have two toxins in the kidneys. You have glyphosate and you have arsenic. And this is the theory of this mysterious kidney disease that's affecting farm workers both in Central America and in Sri Lanka. They believe it's a combination of glyphosate and arsenic.
Sure. What about the massive sicknesses in India associated with it?
Oh, yeah. So there's all these people who touch the cotton plants either while they're harvesting or while they're cleaning it, and get rashes all over their bodies. They allow animals to graze on the cotton plants after harvest, and thousands have died. I visited one village where their buffalo, 13 of them, all of them died after eating the cotton plants after a single day. These same buffalo had survived 8 years eating natural cotton plants after harvest.
So that's a bioaccumulation.
Yeah, well, bioaccumulation is interesting because Monsanto said that glyphosate is water-soluble and can just go out of the body. But it turns out the glyphosate amount in the breast milk in humans is so high, it demonstrates that it does bioaccumulate, which means it's probably at higher levels of our milk and probably higher levels of our meat. So it's also found in rain samples and air samples in 60 to 100% in the Midwest where it's sprayed a lot. It's found in our water samples and it's found in our urine. In fact, the amount has increased so much because the herbicide is now being resisted by weeds. There was an increase in herbicides because of GMOs
First
16 years by 500.
And then, as you said, it kills the soil and won't even work after a while. And that's why the farmers then commit suicide in India. We're going to break. I want to come back and let you hit other key areas for this segment and one other. And then Percy Smyser joins us at 5 after. But let me ask you this in the next minute and a half. If they knew about this in the 80s, and I know about those studies and their own internal concerns, why would they approve this and roll it out? I mean, are these people directly like Hellraiser, like some type of demons? I mean, what's their problem?
Well, we know from the FDA memos made public from a lawsuit that GMOs in general were described by FDA scientists as dangerous. They said allergens, toxins, new diseases, and nutritional problems may be created, and we need to test them carefully. But the White House had told the FDA to promote biotechnology because it was going to increase U.S. exports and domination of world food trade. So the FDA brought in Michael Taylor, Monsanto's former attorney, later its vice president, and then later back at the FDA as the U.S. food safety czar, to be in charge of the GMO policy. His policy ignored the scientists' warnings, claimed that GMOs had no difference, therefore no safety studies were needed.
And now the world is rejecting our food and it's doing the opposite thing.
Exactly. So it's a political influence over the scientific process almost every time. And there's a new example of like this I'd like to bring up after the break.
We'll do that, and then I want to hear about some of the victims of Monsanto. Folks, you need to remember the true veterans of this war. By the way, folks, this is so sick. I don't know what to say at this point. It's just thank God people are waking up.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him,
they will.
He will.
Because man,
for man is invented his doom.
First step
was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on
there's another line from Bob Dylan. Sundown on the Union, they're going to grow corn on the moon and eat it raw. Look at these headlines. EU passes controversial GMO food law. EU agrees to opt out deal for GMO imports. Monsanto secretly gave money to farmer caught contaminating organic farms with GMOs. Record, U.S. farmers switching to non-GMO crops in 2015. Hundreds of farmers block roads in protest of Monsanto GMO crops. Thousands of Polish farmers in GMOs land rights protests. Booming organics. U.S. farmers forced to import organic crops to meet non-GMO demand. That's what's in this TPP coming up, is more forced deals to accept all this. But then they won't let us label and just make our own choice. They're totalitarian. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go back to our guest, Jeffrey Smith, ResponsibleTechnology.org. You can find his books, his films there. Also, InfoWarsStore.com. He's going to be with us for another 5 minutes the next hour. The Percy Smizer joins us. We're really focusing in on this today. I've got some other geopolitical news I'm going to get to. I haven't yet. I said I would. There's just so much of it. It's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You wanted to get into one other issue before you got into the persecution that these groups, just not just Monsanto, it's a whole combine of these organizations, but I'd say they're the biggest head on the Hydra. Or I guess kind of the main head of Medusa, but there's a lot of snakes up in her hair. Maybe that's the best analogy. Please continue.
Sure. By the way, I'm in Ecuador today because there's one of your listeners heard our interview earlier on, started studying my work, and invited me to come and speak in Ecuador. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you, brother.
I was on The Daily Show recently, and they did a terrible job in their coverage of the new genetically engineered non-browning potato and apple. I wrote a very long article on my website at responsibletechnology.org as to why this new technology may be far more dangerous than any of the other type of GMOs produced. It uses something called double-stranded RNA. Now, the code on the RNA, little piece of RNA, matches up with the code of the DNA and silences the gene. So it silences the gene that produces the browning for the apple and the potato. But it turns out that if we eat the apple and potato, this double-stranded RNA code may match up with our gene code and silence or change our gene expression. Now, as an example, they fed some double-stranded RNA to honeybees, and it was supposed to have no effect. It was supposed to be the control group. It turns out it changed 1,461 genes levels of expression. That means 10% of the entire genome of the honeybees were affected when they were fed one single meal of double-stranded RNA.
First of all, Jim, the RNA is what viruses are made of, and when you then bring RNA into a plant or a human that's designed like this, it's beyond a virus. It's a turn-off or turn-on switch. It just sounds like something that would give you cancer to me.
Well, it certainly could make changes that could possibly cause cancer, but we don't know. Now, the USDA's own scientists said, we don't have an assessment available to protect the public and environment from this double-stranded RNA. We need to completely revamp our risk assessment. 2 years later, without revamping the risk assessment, the USDA went ahead and approved double-stranded RNA in food. Now, their excuse, as well as the excuse from regulators around the world, is based on science that's 10 years old.
Well, think how insane this is, though. It turns brown to let you know it's not as fresh. This is normal. It's like a vampire injection. So you don't need to have any oxygen, but you still are alive. I mean, this is insane. I mean, there's still...
These apples can last 18 days without turning brown. The potatoes won't turn brown at all. They'll just dry up and disappear. And we don't know what you're
eating. Stay there, sir. I gotta hear up. This is insane.
I want more candy. I want more video games.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs.
Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.